AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Later today, President Biden meets with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The government is at risk of being unable to meet its financial obligations as soon as June 1st. Republicans are coming to the White House hoping to negotiate sweeping cuts to federal spending in exchange for allowing new borrowing to avoid default. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre has the White House response.
What House Republicans are saying is that they want to potentially, if they get their way, threaten the country's first default, something that has never happened before. That's what they're threatening. Again, could lead to trigger a recession.
Expectations for a breakthrough are low. The Justice Department says it has disrupted a long-running Russian cyber espionage campaign that stole sensitive information from computer networks in dozens of countries, including the U.S. and other NATO members. During a scaled-down Victory Day celebration, President Vladimir Putin declared the West has unleashed a real war against Russia. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Russia is blocking grain shipments.
The world shouldn't need to remind Moscow every few weeks to stop using people's hunger as a weapon in their war against Ukraine.
A federal task force is recommending women start getting every other year mammograms at age 40 instead of waiting until 50. The U.S. Preventative Service Task Force has long said women can choose to start breast cancer screening as young as 40. Denny Crum has died. He won two NCAA men's basketball championships and built Louisville into one of the 80s dominant programs during a Hall of Fame coaching career. Denny Crum lost his last game in 2001. His reaction?
I've been more than blessed, and I don't even know how to explain it or how to. I just feel like I'm one of the luckiest guys that ever came down the pike.
Denny Crum was 86. This is AP News. Unions at Rutgers University in New Jersey ratified a new contract, formally ending a teacher strike.
Three faculty unions that include thousands of professors, part-time lecturers, and graduate student workers at Rutgers overwhelmingly approved four-year contracts that include across-the-board raises and additional job security for part-time lecturers, along with significant raises and job security provisions for graduate students. This formally ends the first such job action in the school's 257-year history. The union staged a five-day strike as students were finishing their spring semester. It began April 10th after months of negotiation had failed to resolve disputes. I'm Julie Walker.
Novavax is cutting about a quarter of its global workforce as the coronavirus vaccine maker seeks to slash expenses while dealing with an uncertain future revenue. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.